What is up?
DGAFers.
Today's episode was fun because we're talking vacationing and drinking and partying, but also keeping it a little bit healthy.
Yeah. So we are trying to like walk you through how to not wreck yourself going on vacation, but also having a great time. So Jenna and I are super honest about how we go on vacation. But we also are like, telling you, you got to make sure that you're doing a couple things while you're there and also giving you some preparation before you go on vacation to kind of have that good mindset when you go.
Totally. And we have both been in the position where we've gone on vacation, gone completely off plaque. That was a combination of off track and off plan, in case you're wondering.
off plaque. That's a good word.
I think we're going to have to make that our thing. Anyway, we've both done it and come back and just been so mad, and it's so hard to get back into a routine once you've done that.
Yeah, not even just mad, but like you feel like a slug.
Yeah.
And it's like so hard.
And you're so tired.
You just want to sleep, and then you just want to keep drinking, and you just want to keep doing those things. Yeah. It's like, no, sister, you got to get back to it. But you can't totally destroy it while you're there. You also want to feel good while you're there. And that's what we kind of talk about too, is energetic, especially if you have kids. Parents of like younger kids, you know, vacation's not a vacation when you go with younger kids, because it's like you're chasing them around the whole time. So we kind of talk about how to make sure you have the energy for that.
Yeah. And we share some good vacation stories too. And keep listening if you want to hear exactly how many cocktails my husband and I just consumed on this cruise last week.
I don't know how you guys are alive.
I don't either. Good times. But you know what? I am back on track, and I only missed one workout the whole time.
That's awesome.
So we are dialed in. We also
talk about different styles of vacationing. So like the different types of people who vacation. Yeah. And we want you guys to tell us.
I want you to weigh in on that one.
We want you to tell us what type of vacationer you are. So you have to listen to figure out the kinds we described.
Yep. So when you listen, tag us on your social media. I'm at fitwith_JennaLock.
And I'm at LaurenMayer_fitness. Don't forget to rate and review us. And also in the review, when you type it this time, give us a funny vacation story or tell us what type of vacationer you are, and we'll read it in the next episode.
Cannot wait to hear what you guys come up with.
All right. Let's do this. Welcome to the Demand Growth Act Fearlessly podcast, brought to you by Lauren Mayer
and Jenna Lockhart.
You guys, we are just two average girls who realized that the only way to truly live an exceptional life was to fight through our fears and never give up on our dreams.
So when you hang with us, you're going to hear it all. The good.
The bad.
The ugly. And everything in between. As our loyal listeners, you're going to be known as a DGAFer. Like, don't give a or get it. Oh, but really, we want you to think about this, because you're one of two types.
You're either a DGAFer who doesn't realize the importance of living a life of growth or change,
or you're a DGAFer who doesn't give a bleep what it takes to reach your goals.
Our hope is that we can turn you into the latter
if you're not already there.
Okay, so vacation time is coming. Mm-hmm. At least for me, I feel like, oh my God, I've been wanting on vacation. But I know you just went on a vacation.
I just got back from a 5-day cruise.
Yeah,
I was jealous. We're going to talk about that.
The pictures were amazing, and it just looked like you had so much fun. As you guys were drinking, and
we were definitely
eating seafood towers.
I wish I had my phone, and I would tell you. Actually, I can pull it up in my notes right here. I can tell you exactly how many drinks we had. It was 106 between me and my husband.
Oh my God.
But I will tell you this, we were on a mission to make that drink package worth it.
Yeah. So do you care if you tell them how much your drink package was, or do you not want to tell them
that? Oh, no, that's okay. Fine. You guys, you need to be prepared when you go on a cruise. It's freaking expensive, because luckily for me, this cruise was paid for. I earned it through my business, and I had $1,000 of onboard credit to just spend. So my husband and I are like, we'll just get the drink package with our, you know, with our onboard credit. It was like $850 for the drink package.
And when you think, I'm not going to spend that much. So they made sure that they did.
We're like, if we're spending $850 on alcohol, even though it's like not real money, because it was
right,
onboard credit. I mean, I guess it still really was. But I'm like, We're making this worth it. I will drink $850 worth of alcohol this week.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Sure. So the point of this podcast in telling you all the details of vacationing and, you know, making fun of it and stuff like that is, you know, a lot of people think they can't maintain their health and wellness routine, their fitness routine. When they go on vacation, they think it's just all going to have to like go out the window, like no exercising, eating like terrible the whole time and, you know, drinking and stuff. And yeah, I mean, obviously when we go on vacation, we aren't like these crazy robots who are like, well, we can't go there. We can't do that. We can't have this drink, you know, whatever. But I think what we want to express is if you do have a routine, you shouldn't throw the whole thing out the window. So like, how do you vacation and not come back 10 pounds over?
Right.
10 pounds over.
So here's what I did this week. And if you followed me on Instagram, I honestly did not do a very good job of sharing the nutrition piece in my stories because honestly, I just wanted to eat fast and then go to the pool. So,
well, and you weren't thinking about it.
No,
though.
I wasn't That's worried. The thing. I wasn't worried about it.
But your habits have developed you a taste for things, but you weren't thinking about it.
No. So when we would go to breakfast, I mean, it was an all-you-can-eat buffet every single time we ate anywhere. But I stuck to protein, carbs, veggies, and fruits for the most part. Mm-hmm. And that's what my meal plan is. And I don't feel deprived when I eat like that. And for me, I knew that if I went on a cruise and had like Belgian waffles every day for breakfast and French toast and all this stuff that I'm not normally used to eating, if I would do that on top of drinking, it would have made my stomach hurt so bad that I literally would not have even had fun that week.
Well, I don't know about you, but if I'm going on vacation where I'm going to be wearing like shorts and a bathing suit and that kind of thing, the last thing I'm wanting to do is in like eat Belgian waffles and all of that stuff in the morning and then going to have to hit the pool. I'm sorry, but I know that's not going to make me gain, you know, all this weight right when I do it, but I feel like crap. And I almost feel like not self-conscious, but I'm kind of like, oh
like
God.
Bloated.
Yeah, bloated and icky. And then you're like try to put your cover up on because you're like, oh, I feel gross. And
right, right.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
So that was the choice that I made. I was going to stick to my nutrition for the most part. I mean, I had a couple desserts here and there. We went to an awesome sushi restaurant. Like we had our treats here and there. But my choice was to go the alcohol route instead of the food route. Mm-hmm. And I am damn proud of myself because I only missed one workout the whole 7 days we were gone.
That's awesome. So you keep up with your fitness.
Yeah.
Now you do. I mean, in the past, we both used to completely take the whole time off. Like no exercising, nothing. I'll get back at it when I get back. Then you don't because you feel like crap. But
right, right. And I think that's why it used to be so hard for me to come back from vacation and get myself back on track because I let everything go. And now it's more of a lifestyle. So now that I'm doing workouts I love, I don't dread them in the morning. They honestly start my day off the right way. So even on vacation, like we'd go out and drink, we'd wake up feeling like crap. And the second I would drink that pre-workout and get my workout in, like granted, they were not as great of workouts.
As intense as you could have made them, you know?
Right.
Yeah. But you're moving your body.
Yeah. And I always, every single day, I felt amazing after it. And then I was ready for my day. So, and I do think too, if you work so hard to get yourself into a routine, the worst thing you can do is take a week off.
Mm-hmm. Unless you had like an injury or something, but you're going on vacation. You're not injured.
Right.
Like, and a lot of people say, well, I go to the gym. Do I have to find a gym when I'm on vacation? No. I mean, if you are that dedicated, I'm sure there's one around, but like there are things as home workouts is what we do, but you also have the outside. I'm assuming it's going to be nice out where you're going. So like go on a run, go on a walk, go YouTube a workout and do it, or just think of your own. Like there's lunges and squats and push-ups. Like just getting your body moving is going to help you not retain so much water. Cause you know, when you're on vacation, especially if you're at a beach, you're swimming in the ocean, you're retaining all of that water. So by getting an exercise in, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself, but you're also going to have a lot more energy to kind of keep up with your kids on vacation too. So if you ever find going on vacation with your kids, it's literally not vacation. It's exhausting. I mean, it's fun, like to watching them have fun, but it's exhausting. You have to be on it constantly. So like, making sure that you get your workouts in is going to help you enjoy it a little bit more and not be so tired.
Right. And I think if you're going on vacation, chances are you're going with someone else who is also on vacation.
Right.
So you're going to have a built-in accountability partner.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. Like, try to get them on board. And it just, even going on a walk. I mean, a lot of people are not going to be like, oh, no, I'm not going on a walk. They might say no to like a workout.
Right.
But I mean, pretty much everyone's going to want to go walk on the beach and get that kind of exercise in. I want to talk about, because we're going to Myrtle Beach actually here pretty soon. And we went a couple years ago camping, which I know sounds crazy, but we actually camp on the beach, like not actually on the sand, but like we're literally like right behind the beach.
Wow.
So it's really cool.
That sounds cool.
And when we go to like that style of vacation, we always go grocery shopping right before we start like enjoying the vacation. Mm-hmm. So all the families that we go camping with, or we're going to Myrtle Beach with, we'll all go to Walmart. There's a Walmart right by. And we just stock up on food. And what me and my husband make sure we do is we buy, obviously we don't buy the same amount, but like, well, we kind of do-ish. But we think about, okay, well, we're going grocery shopping for a week. We always grocery shop for a week at home. So like we'll go every Sunday, we grocery shop. And so we will kind of buy the same kind of things that we would buy at home. It just depends on kind of what we have to cook with. But in our camper, I mean, we have a full kitchen, so I can really cook anything. And we have an outdoor kitchen and you can grill and things like that. But we buy those groceries. And so what I do is, you know, sometimes you'll go out to dinner because we'll all go out, you know, whatever. But lunch and breakfast and snacks, those are all from our camper, or they're from your hotel, or they're from your condo, wherever you're staying. So don't go to the grocery store and buy all the stuff you don't normally eat because you're on vacation. No, like eat like normal. And then when you guys go out to dinner, you can maybe have a dessert if you want one, or more cocktails or whatever. But like, don't blow every meal.
Right, right. That was going to be my suggestion too. And I think we always do that with family vacations. Everybody goes to the store. Mm-hmm. And it is funny because a lot of times when you travel with other people or other families, their habits are a lot different from yours.
Yes.
If you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle. So
yes,
sometimes you do have to stick to your guns and buy what you want. And who cares if nobody else is going to eat it?
Yeah. Well, and we're not staying in the room with them. So it's nice that we can kind of stock our fridge how we want. But even if I was staying with another couple, I mean, we could buy things together. I'm sure everybody likes to grill chicken on the grill or that kind of thing. But if they're not going to eat any vegetables, and I'm buying salad for myself, I'm buying veggies for myself, like, sorry, but this is going to be mine then if nobody else is going to eat it. And so don't feel like, oh, well, since they're not purchasing that, I shouldn't purchase that. No, that's your body. Mm-hmm. Like, buy what you need to buy. But that's kind of my suggestion on food.
And if you have an issue with that, if you're like, oh gosh, I don't know if I can do that, you need to go back and listen to our podcast on other people's opinions.
Yes.
Because we cover a lot on that one about how you should react to that.
Yeah. And me and my husband, we work out every single day on vacation just because it makes us feel good. Because I mean, I'll be honest, like we're usually drinking every single day.
Yep.
Like we are on the beach with a cooler full of something
every day.
Every day.
Day drinking is way better than night drinking.
Yes, for sure. Let's be honest. So like every single day I'm having some type of beverage, and I don't do that normally at home.
Right.
But you know, so me and my husband wake up, and we actually will wake up like around like 6. And I know people are like, oh yeah, you're on vacation, but it's hot as heck and there's no shade where we're going. So we get up at like 6 and we do our home workouts. I just stream it from my phone and we do a workout together. And last time we went, we did that. And I will tell you, a lot of the people that we went with were looking at us sideways like, what are you guys doing? But I didn't care. I did it. I did not care.
Yep. Yeah. And I was the same way. I mean, I did not get up at 6. I did one day. I got up at 6:30 only because I knew that I could not go to the Caribbean and miss all the sunrises.
Right.
So I did it once. But normally I was up at like 8:30, get my workout in, go to breakfast. It was great because, I mean, at home I get up at 5:30.
Yeah.
So it was nice to be able to sleep in and do that. And I think that has been harder to get back on routine than anything.
Is getting up.
Is getting up early. But at the same time, we were also out drinking until 3 a.m. So
right.
Getting up at 5 was not happening.
And it's funny to see how different people are that you go on vacation with. So I know this is kind of off topic, but not. We went on vacation one time with this couple, and I won't obviously say who it is. They were super nice, super fun. But our vacation styling was not the same at all. Like, at all. So, like, me and Nick love to be active on mm-hmm. vacation. So, you know, when we go to the beach, yeah, I'll sit on the beach for like an hour, but like I'm boogie boarding. I'm walking up and down the beach constantly because I can't sit still. Or I'm like building a sandcastle with somebody. Like I don't like sitting on the beach for hours and hours and hours.
You could put my ass in a lawn chair.
No, I
with
can't.
A Corona and I would be happy until sunset.
No, like I need to bring a football. I need to have some games going. I get so bored.
I do like beach games.
Yeah, I have to be doing something. So this couple we went with, first off, they slept until like noon every single day. And so Nick and I had already done 8 million things before they've even been awake, which is fine. Yeah. We just did our own thing in the morning. No big deal. They wouldn't get up till like noon. Then the one guy brought his PlayStation.
Oh my gosh.
And he played PlayStation until probably about 3. Mind you, not left the condo until 3 o'clock. So Nick and I would be at the beach, you know, laying out, doing whatever.
You're probably done at the beach.
Oh yeah. So they would, well, that's what I'm saying. They'd come down to the beach. And we're like basically done, ready to go get ready for dinner and things mm-hmm. like that. And they would come down and they would, you know, Nick and I literally would boogie board for like 2 hours straight. And so they like come down and we're like leaving. I'm like, oh, you guys aren't staying? I'm like, nope.
been here forever.
So they would sit down there for like an hour and they'd go back and go to dinner and repeat. And I know sometimes that's people's style of vacation because they want to sleep in and they want to play video games, but that makes no sense to me. But it's just so funny to see the different styles of people's vacationing. But if that's your style of vacationing, just try to like get some type of exercise in, like go swimming or go on a walk.
Yep. And I think nutrition is key. If you're gonna drink, watch your nutrition. Stick to fruits, veggies, lean proteins.
You'll feel better.
You will feel better.
You'll feel better. And you'll feel a little more hydrated too, because mm-hmm. I know you mm-hmm. can, you know, from drinking all day and not eating a fruit or not, you know, because mm-hmm. you're probably not chugging water, you know, as much as you yeah. probably should be. So that's going to hydrate you as well.
That is a good point, because even though we had 106 alcoholic beverages last week, not just me, that was my husband too. I did up my water intake. So I had over 100 ounces of water every day too.
Right.
So I didn't wake up feeling really crappy. And that's something that I have learned over time. Anytime I'm drinking, I always chug a giant water bottle before I go to bed. And I feel so much better the next day.
You do. You uh-huh. really do. And I know that because sometimes when I drink, I don't want to drink water because I want to just keep drinking. And I feel like that slows my process down. And that, and my husband's that's always true. Like, you need to drink some water. I'm like, no, I'm fine. And I'm the person who likes to mix.
Oh,
I like to have wine and then I'll go to tequila and then I'll have beer and then I'll have champagne and I just want everything. And my husband's always like, you're an idiot. So like I usually feel like crap every single day after
it, that's
but
true.
Then I get back on it.
Yep. But your routine is so solid that you can do that from time to time.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we wanted all of you to hear from this episode is we are not these perfect robots who don't have fun and don't vacation and don't drink and don't enjoy treats. Like we just have it figured out in a balanced way that works for us.
Yeah. And I think even going into vacation, so if you know you're going on vacation in June, okay, let's just say you know the dates, all that. Normally you know exactly when you're going on vacation, like way ahead of time. Plan for like 3 weeks before your vacation to like really be conscious of your nutrition. So just like making sure you're having all your vegetables, your fruits, lean proteins, healthy fats, all of that stuff. Because if you start 3 weeks before you go on vacation, just dialing it in and just being on a really good routine, getting some exercise in regularly, you're more inclined to, when you go on vacation, number one, feel better and feel great, but to make healthier decisions. If you go off of just maybe you have a terrible diet and you don't exercise, and then now you're going on vacation, you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh, well, maybe I should start. No, that's not the time to start. That's not the time to start a routine unless, I mean, you can. There's nothing wrong with it, but like you're most likely going to maybe resent your what you did on your vacation, because if you're not used to it, I just don't want you to have a terrible time because you're like being super strict on yourself on vacation because you decided
right.
to do that. So like 3 weeks before, get it together.
Yep. I love that suggestion. And yeah. I will say too, vacations used to completely stress me out. I used to get horrible anxiety before vacations because I knew that I was going to completely wreck all of my progress. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know how.
To not do that.
I didn't know how. It was, and I think that's because the people I was going with would not make the healthiest choices. Right. And I just went along with it. And I didn't feel like I was confident enough in myself to make healthy choices. Whereas now I'm like, I don't really care because mm-hmm. I'm going to have mm-hmm. my eggs and my English muffin and my veggies for breakfast.
What I think is funny is we used to go to my sister used to live in North Carolina and we would go visit her. She lived 5 minutes from the beach. So we'd make it like a little vacation mm-hmm. over spring break. And we'd all stay at my sister's house, like my mom, my dad, me, Jarrett. Like,
it's a great story.
Yeah. So we'd all would stay there and I eat the way I want to eat, right? And I prepare all my meals and all of that. I don't care what anyone else is eating. If they're eating something that I'm not wanting to eat, I will make my own food.
Yeah. And like, it's not that you're judging them.
No. And like, they know. Yeah. Like they know, okay, Lauren isn't going to eat a deep fried steak probably tonight for dinner. Like mm-hmm. she's probably going to make herself something else.
Right.
And they just, they're aware of that. But it's funny because I'd be making my breakfast and my sister, my mom would be like, oh, can you just make us what you're eating? And I'm like, sure. So I'd make them what I'm eating. Then I'd make my lunch. And they're like, can you just make us what you're eating? So I made it. My mom and sister both said they had lost 5 pounds just for me being in their house. And they're like, can you live with us permanently?
That is so funny.
Because they were just like, oh, I'll just eat what yeah. you're eating. Because my sister and my mom honestly say, like, the food you eat is really good. Mm-hmm. They're just like, I don't know why I can't be as disciplined as that. They're like, but the food's delicious. It's not like you're eating boiled chicken and broccoli
right,
at
right.
every meal. And it's just, my mom always says that. She's like, if you just lived with me, I would be so in shape all the time. And I'm like, just do it yourself.
Right. Or join our group.
Or join our group.
And do it with us.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that is so funny.
But I think it's funny. People will, like, just like you will follow the people who do the bad, you know, mm-hmm. nutrition because you don't want to whatever. If you put your foot down and you're like, oh, I'm just going to make myself some breakfast. Not that you're like, hey guys, I'm making myself a healthy breakfast. You just get up and do it. People will be like, oh, what are you making? Can I have some?
Yeah.
And it's going to influence them to eat what you're eating, mm-hmm. which is going to help the whole crew.
Yep. And I think that's a very good point is, I mean, your mom and your sister learned from you that mm-hmm. eating healthy doesn't have to be boiled chicken and rice. Like you can have normal food.
And follow Jenna and I, our Instagram stories. I mean, we share our food every single day. Mm-hmm. So I want you, I challenge you and encourage you to follow us and to watch our stories and actually see the meals we're putting together. Mm-hmm. So we're not just telling you we eat these healthy meals. I literally take a picture of every single thing I eat.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I post it on my Instagram stories. So and Jenna does the same thing. So come on over and check it out and yeah. we can kind of help you with that.
Yeah.
If you need
good.
It.
So, and I'm curious too, will you message us on Instagram and tell us your vacationing style?
Yes.
Or if you have any like really good stories, like
tell us,
we got to know.
Oh my God. Or write us a review and tell us your story.
Oh, we can read them next week.
Yes. Tell us what type of vacationer you are. So are you a Lauren vacationer where you're like a psycho and you have to ride bikes and play games and mm-hmm. be active? Or are you somebody who's just totally cool with sleeping in the whole time and just kind of sitting on the beach? No judgment whatsoever.
Not
but
at all.
We know that there's two different types of vacationers.
And I think I'm even somewhere kind of right in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm the extreme.
We want to know and share some good stories with us.
All right. Until next time.
See you later.